Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's In. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 12. It is our instant cast. We just finished watching, and that was a pretty brutal episode all around.
It was. I think it was more sad than anything, though.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been against Rick and them fighting people and killing people, but they've always kind of been on the defense.
Right.
But to see them go somewhere and actively kill people and then kill people in their sleep, it kind of made me sick.
Yeah. It kind of made me sick to my stomach.
Yeah. Like even now I'm like, damn. I mean, you know, those people are bad. You see those pictures, you know, they're bad, but something about it just doesn't feel right. Just going there and killing them.
And we see Glenn. I think this is his first time killing somebody. And we see Heath hasn't killed anyone either.
Yeah, until tonight, because you until can only tonight, imagine when him and Glenn were shooting, he had to have killed at least one of them, probably.
Right.
Oh, but other than that, it was still a really good episode. I was in tune the whole time. I don't think I barely tweeted at all, even with, except for when Abraham broke up with Rosita.
Oh, that was cold-blooded.
That was so cold. For him to tell her, I used to think you were the last woman on Earth, and then you're not. And it kind of made me actually think of Last Man on Earth, because he started dating a girl, and then it was like, oh, hold on, there's another woman alive, and he tried to break up with her. So I don't know, it's just something, the parallels for those two stories kind of cracked me up. But when he broke up with Rosita, I didn't know she would be that upset, but at the same time, he did it so cold-blooded.
Yeah, I guess she's upset because she don't have that many options there.
That he doesn't or she doesn't?
She doesn't.
I know. Yeah, because when she turned around and Eugene was there, I was like, ew, Rosita, it's not that serious. Like, come on. Just no. But when she closed the door, I was like, okay, good. But for some reason, I thought for a second they were going to have her, like, run up to Eugene and hug him.
Yeah, Eugene, he tried to sneak up in there.
Right.
Tried to offer her a cookie, some sweets. Told her how moist it was.
And we even seen Carol have a little boo thing this episode, Tobin's. So Yep. The Carol and Daryl thing is not happening. Oh, and I have something to say about the Carol Daryl thing, but I think I'll discuss it on our full recap. But that clearly is that ship has sailed for now.
Yeah, definitely.
But dang, that was a brutal episode. I mean, Walking Dead did a good job, though. It was a lot of action. I'm pretty sure the pacing, the storyline, I think people will love it. I thought it was good, but it was just, you got to have a strong stomach for it, because it was like, damn, they kill people like that in their sleep?
Yeah, they did that. They really did that.
Yeah. I have a little small theory, though, now that Glenn has killed, and I don't want to say too much, but you know, in the old 80s movies and, you know, the scary movies when the girl loses her virginity and then right after she loses her virginity, she gets killed. I feel that same way about Glenn. Like, him not killing anyone has been his cloak, his invisibility cloak. And then now that he's killed, he's open to being killed. He lost his V card.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
In fact, I'm taking him off my list.
Okay. See, that's funny. I mean, I got several, like when we do our I ain't fearing shit, but most likely that I have several people that I feel can be rightly named to die. But I'd rather save it for the full recap.
What do you mean, rightly named?
Well, I'll just say it. When Heath drove off with their car, I'm like, dude, if any of them survive and they see you driving around with their car, just like how Daryl was asking that dude, where'd you get that motorcycle from? You're automatically guilty. You're gonna get killed. They're not even have a conversation with you because if they catch you in their car. So I feel like Heath is a target right now. Tara is going to be a target if she's in that car with Heath, driving around. It's like driving around with a stolen vehicle.
I mean, that's if a lot of them are left. We don't know how many are left.
Right. Well, that was good.
Negan could be solo right now.
Yeah, I wonder where Negan is, because they're looking for Negan, and we know they haven't killed Negan, because we know who was cast as Negan, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and we didn't see him yet. So I wonder why are they going outside and calling it a win, when they haven't checked every single, they didn't check everywhere yet.
Right. And I wonder why Jesus don't want to be seen.
That's what I thought too. I was like, why can't Jesus be seen if their intention was to kill everyone on site? So we'll have to see.
Oh, but poor Maggie.
Oh, Maggie.
And Carol.
And Carol. Is it possible that they would kill a pregnant woman, though?
They killed a 16-year-old.
Who was the 16-year-old? Oh, you're talking about Ron?
No, I'm talking about Negan's crew. Remember?
Oh, no. But I meant, would The Walking Dead kill a pregnant woman? Like, I'm the show. Sure.
They kill kids.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, we'll have to see. That I don't know, something about that seems kind of sick, but we'll have to see.
Something about that seems kind of sick, huh?
Yeah, this episode was pretty brutal. I was like, damn, I never felt sick after watching The Walking Dead before, but this kind of, it was just like, oh. Even Rick looked like he felt a little sick after when he killed that first guy in his sleep.
You know, Rick is used to it. Rick is Rick now. I don't feel as sorry for him as I feel for Heath, Glenn.
Well, they shouldn't have went. They shouldn't have went if they didn't want to kill.
I'm pretty sure they felt how we felt. When they went, we were like, oh man, I hope they get out of here alive. We didn't care who they killed. As soon as we saw them kill the first person they sleep, both of us looking at each other like, yeah, you know what? This is not what we expected.
Right. It would have been better if they would have killed, like, when the people came and tried to fight them. I didn't really feel as bad for those people, even though they're still in the wrong. But something about killing somebody in their sleep.
Like, if they would have had the person wake up and try to fight and they struggle for the knife.
It would have been better if they woke him up first. wake up, hey. And then why did they, to stab somebody in the head? Is that even possible? That doesn't even seem like you can stab somebody in the head.
Well, they just stabbed him through the eye.
Oh, or do you think they were doing it through the eye?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was thinking, why didn't they slit the throat? That seems a little bit better. And then let them bleed out and then, I don't know.
I guess they didn't want them to suffer.
Okay.
They just wanted it quick. It's brutal, no matter how
You look at it, yeah. And then Pastor Gabriel, he's pretty much a badass now. And although he's still wearing his little pastor clothing.
Which he should be. Who else going to pray for him before they kill him?
Oh, and then Morgan crying at the end. Like, I feel Morgan. I feel him.
I do. And I think Carol is finally feeling Morgan.
Yeah, she sees where he's coming from.
Because she did defend him.
She did defend him. And then I don't understand what they... I mean, I have to watch it again. We will watch it again. But when Rosita was yelling at her and fussing at her...
Rosita's in her feelings right now.
I thought so. I was like, Rosita's mad all of a sudden now because of this. Because it's been 2 months. Why are you just now bringing it up?
Yeah.
So we'll have to see.
She's got dumped.
Yeah.
Day of.
Right. All right. Well, you guys, I think that's about it for right now. It was a dark episode. I will have to say that. We'll watch it again. I'll see if I feel the same way. I mean, I still say it was a good episode, but it was pretty gruesome. And we watched Game of Thrones, but I still think, I'm like, I don't know if I've seen something this... Well, I have, but it's just, I don't know. Walking Dead took it to a different level tonight.
Yeah, like I said, killing people in their sleep, that's something a little different.
Right.
Kind of feel sorry for the people who can't fight back.
Yeah, even though you know those are bad people. You know they are.
But do we?
Yeah, I mean, dude, one of the dudes had, like, all his kills, I guess. I'm assuming that's all his kills on the wall.
I mean, he's just like an artist.
No, that was sick. Come on. Drawing. We know these guys are bad.
Rick and them could be the bad people now.
No, we know they're bad. They're up here taking people's food, half their food.
Rick is about to take half their food.
All right. I mean, it's different, though, with Rick and them. I wouldn't say that Rick didn't just come and bully their way.
I don't think it's a difference right now. Now I think that the tables are turning. Rick is killing the people off to get the same deal that they got. Now they're not giving half their food to them. They're going to have their food to Rick and them everybody now.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Is it consistently now we do this one-time job and for the rest of our lives, you're going to give us half your food every month?
Well, I don't know if it's every month. I don't know. I have to go back and watch, but.
I thought it was, we'll give you half our food right now, and then afterwards, we're going to go ahead and trade with each other.
Could be.
But we'll have to see.
But still, I mean, does it make it any better?
No. I still don't look at Rick's crew as the bad guys. I mean, they do bad stuff.
We've been with them for so long, we don't see them as being bad guys.
Negan's group right now is looking at them.
Can you really tell right now?
No, you can't really tell right now. They both look bad. All right, you guys, we will be back tomorrow night doing our full recap, and we'll actually release the podcast on Tuesday. But if you'd like to send us your feedback, send it to dead@theverdictsin.com. That's dead@theverdictsin.com. Or you can also write us on Facebook, facebook.com/verdictsin, or Twitter @theverdictsin. And we take Monday nights, and then the episode will release Tuesday night. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.